It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, Tom Martin talks with Lori Bishop, laboratory manager at the Lexington facility of the London, England-based LGC Science Incorporated. The lab screens for racehorse doping and certifies human nutritional supplements as free of banned substances.
The Lexington facility has expanded recently.
Yes.
What prompted the expansion?
When the facility first opened in 2010, we were focused solely on the equine drug testing, but we were always going to move forward into the supplements work in addition to the equine work. And so when we first started doing the supplements testing, which was probably in 2011, we were testing maybe tens of samples on a monthly basis, and now we're testing hundreds of samples on a monthly basis.
Are new ways of doping always being developed and you have to figure out how to stay ahead of that?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say that people are always willing to push the envelope and to find something new. And so it's really critical that we stay on the cutting edge of technology, that we know that we kind of have our ears to the ground on the scuttlebutt of what's going on and intelligence gathering and things like that, so that we can try to stay one step ahead.
What is it like for you on the testing end to keep up with that?
It's challenging, but it's also what makes the work so exciting and interesting. When we tell people what we do, okay, samples come in, they get tested, samples go out. And to maybe a layperson, that sounds like very routine and boring work. But the reality is things are always changing. There's always something new coming up. New compounds come to the front, and other things that used to be commonly used are fading to the background. So it makes the work very interesting.
Have you tested for the Derby, for Breeders' Cup, those kinds of Kentucky events?
Yes, we have been testing for the Kentucky Derby since 2011, the Oaks and the Derby weekend. We do all of that work, and we work over the weekend to make sure the turnaround times are super fast. And then when the Breeders' Cup was at Churchill Downs in 2011, we did that work. And then last year at Keeneland, we did that work also. I'm looking forward to 2018 when it's coming back to Churchill.
What goes on in the office culture when you have a Derby weekend coming up? Is it all hands on deck? Don't plan any vacations? You're not going anywhere?
Absolutely, yes. As a matter of fact, when we do job interviews, we tell people, you will not be going away that weekend in May. So, yes, it's all hands on deck, and it's kind of an exciting, and I think, you know, nobody likes to work on the weekends, but for something like that, it's something we're all really dedicated to completing.
When you're recruiting new talent, what sorts of educational credentials are critical in order to get a job there?
We're looking for people who have a strong scientific background, whether that's chemistry or, I mean, we're clearly an analytical chemistry laboratory, but we certainly have people who have degrees in biology and similar biological science degrees and things like that. We take an interest to people who have degrees in forensics because the work that we do, especially on the equine side, really is forensic work. It's chain of custody. It's making sure samples aren't tampered with. And it's all along that same line. So we're looking for strong scientific background. If we're looking on the equine side, if you've got a forensic background, that's a bonus.
Lori Bishop is laboratory manager at the Lexington facility of LGC Science Incorporated. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.